You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. Hey, I know I sound like a fool, but I don't know. I just felt like saying it. But today, by the time you guys listen to this, there may or may not be some breaking news. It just seems like the Jahlil Okafor trade is imminent. As I wrote yesterday online, and is in today's Philadelphia Inquirer and Philadelphia Daily News and online, Philly.com, that a job. Well, Okafor didn't make the team plane. Didn't hop on Sunday's team plane to Charlotte. So he's not going to make the trip with the Sixers to Charlotte and Boston. The Sixers play the Hornets on Monday in Charlotte, of course. And then they travel to Boston to play the Celtics on Wednesday. The Sixers will actually leave Charlotte late tonight after the game. They have a practice scheduled on Tuesday in Boston, so there'll be some media availability there. And then they play on Wednesday, and then after that, they start the All-Star break. Now, the trade deadline is on February the 23rd. However, you get to you really realize that something is imminent with the fact that Okafor did not make the trip. Now, there's a lot of speculation that the team that the Sixers are going to trade him to are the Chicago Bulls. And wouldn't that be kind of, not crazy, but it's weird because the Bulls are, Okafor's hometown team. It's also Brian Colangelo's father's first team. Now, I don't know if some of you guys are familiar with this, but Colangelo helped found the team. Actually, he worked in the front office. He did a lot of things for that team. It was an expansion squad when he got there and he got the start. Now, he was a scout. He did a lot of other things there, and basically, once he moved to Phoenix is when, his career really took off, But, again, he is one of the founders of the Chicago Bulls. So, that's just a little backstory. But here's the thing. Another team that's involved is the New Orleans Pelicans. So, we'll see what happens. I mean, I spoke to a source who told me that the Denver Nuggets, as of yesterday morning, they basically backed out. And then by Sunday afternoon, they announced that they were making a trade with the Portland Trailblazers. Again, it's one of those things. These things are very fluid. One minute the team is out, the next minute they're back in. So with that being said, I don't expect anything to happen with Denver. I think they're out of it. But you should never say never, because anything can happen. But I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe that, if it is Chicago, I think that would be a great fit for Ja. I also believe that it will be pretty good for the Sixers. I mean, it's a team that they can get a nice young talent, someone who can play on the perimeter, who can help this team grow, a young star, so to speak. Now, don't get it twisted. The Sixers are not going to get anything of equal value or what they deem as equal value. I think the fact that Okafor has sort of underachieved on the defensive end. The fact that his knee is bothering him, I think that it's hard to ask a team to give them, something that you would think they would receive for a top three pick. You know, he was the third overall pick in the 2015 draft. I don't really see that. Now, I can see them probably, maybe, and I think it will be good. I think if they can get Doug McDermott or Denzel Valentine and possibly a second-round pick or late first-round pick, I think that's great. You know, if the Chicago Bulls, you know, are actually going to be the team that the Sixers are going to make this deal with. But, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm saying, man, how am I going to remember Jahlil Okafor once he's gone? And, you know, I'm going to remember him as a guy who basically was young, a guy who had a huge upside, but a guy who didn't get the opportunity to live up to that upside. And you know, forgive me if I'm about to say something that I said before, but, you know, I honestly believe that Okafor came out of college too soon. I honestly believe that Jahlil Okafor's best days are ahead of him. I honestly believe that, you know, he's going to be a guy who can become an all-star. However, the thing that I do more than believe, the thing that I know, is that the Sixers are not a good fit for him. They're not. He, like, and I said this before over and over again, he's a throwback player. You know, he has great post moves. He's a scorer from that position, but he needs protection. He needs to go somewhere where they have a quality power forward, a guy who can do the dirty work, a guy who's a lunch pail type of player who will enable him to just worry about scoring. So I think that's where, you know, he goes from here, goes from there, and I think the Bulls are a solid fit for him. Now, also, you know, New Orleans is pretty good, and we talked about that last week, where you have Anthony Davis. You know, however, I think that Ja needs to go somewhere where he is the focal point. He will not be the focal point with Davis. And, you know, Davis is a great offensive player. He's a great defensive player. In my opinion, he's one of the top, you know, five or six best players in the league. However, it's one of those things where it is his team and everything runs through him. It should run through him. And I just don't know if Okafor will fit in well there. And I also don't know if, unless they get a third team involved, I don't know if the Pelicans have something that the Sixers really want. You know, so we'll probably know more, if not tomorrow, or excuse me, if not today, Monday, maybe tomorrow or something like that. But the one thing is, there are a lot of speculation that, you know, Okafor is in Chicago. You know, his Twitter location says Chicago. Now, you know, that with that comes a lot of speculation that it is going to be the Cavs. Now, what would he be there early for? Well, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, he's not going to be with the team. He probably wants to be back home. But also, you can also say, or some people are saying, like, you know what? Maybe he's there so he can take a physical. Or maybe he's there so he knows that the trade is imminent. And it's going to be one of those things where if they have a press conference announcing the trade, he does not have to hop on a plane and go home to Chicago since he's already there. So, again, it's one of those things where we'll find out more, but at the same time, is I believe that, you know, he's about to embark on what's arguably going to be laid some solid 2 years until he plays out his rookie deal, and whoever gets him, I'm assuming, unless he basically struggles mightily, that they're going to, you know, re-up him. But you know, right now, it just seems like Okafor's days are numbered as a Sixer. He's not with the team. He appears to be in Chicago. So it was nice, you know, covering him. And all I can say is that I wish him the best of luck and, you know, in the rest of his career. Thank you and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers